Providing quality health care, even to the poor living in the least developed countries of the world. That's the goal of the Catholic Medical Mission Board, which is this year marking the 80th anniversary of its foundation. CMMB, as it's known, is the leading US-based Catholic charity focused exclusively on global health care, offering practical care and assistance to the poor and sick in over 100 countries across the globe. From its headquarters in New York, it sends medical volunteers, free medicines, and supplies to promote health programs, especially for women and children in the developing world.
Children die over there of things that we don't even think about in the developed world. Measles, for instance, or upper respiratory infections, malnutrition.
Barbara Wright is Director of Communications for the Catholic Medical Mission Board. She was in Rome recently and told me more about the humble beginnings of this organization.
I think that we have a very interesting beginning. We were officially incorporated 80 years ago, but even before then, the way we got our start is that an anesthesiologist from a hospital in New York City gave up his vacation time to go and work with lepers in Haiti. And he was so struck by the need there that he vowed he'd come back and he'd bring his friends. So he kept going back to do volunteer work to help those in need of health care until the effort got so big, so many of his friends wanted to help, that he just couldn't do it himself. So he handed it over to the Jesuits, and it was officially incorporated, and that's how CMMB was born.
That was 80 years ago.
That was 80 years ago, and unfortunately, we still do a lot of work in Haiti, helping those in need. And Haiti is one of the countries in the Americas most affected by HIV/AIDS. So we have HIV and AIDS programs there. We have deworming programs. We send healthcare volunteers there. We send medicines. One of the big things that CMMB does is it secures donated medicines and medical supplies from pharmaceutical companies, to the tune last year of around U.S. $150 or $60 million worth, and distributes them to clinics and hospitals, many of them rural, throughout the world.
Really. You have hundreds of medical professionals now, don't you, working as volunteers in over 30 countries around
the
world?
We do, yes, and it's a very interesting situation because on a temporary basis, I'm in charge of them, in addition to communications. And we just had a very interesting situation, to give you an idea of the spirit of our volunteers, with all the civil unrest in Kenya. We had 13 or 14 volunteers there, many of them in Western Kenya, where a lot of violence was taking place. And we decided for their safety that we would have to suspend our volunteer effort in Kenya and bring them home. And to use a U.S. expression, it was like pulling teeth. They did not want to come home. They felt that their work was so, so important. And a few of them even said to us, "We're staying. I mean, we won't stay as CMMB volunteers, but we're going to stay because we're the only doctor or we're the only nurse. And if we're not in our clinics, people will die."
This is so often the case, isn't it, in crises like this in countries around the world. The religious personnel or personnel working with churches and other religious organizations
right.
are often the only ones left in the country when all the other humanitarian
That's
organizations
correct.
Have pulled out.
The clinics, many of our healthcare volunteers are not religious themselves, but they work in Catholic clinics. And those places are sanctuaries, especially in times of unrest.
It's a Catholic organization, as
it
you
is,
say,
yes.
although many of the personnel are lay professionals working as doctors or nurses. How much does the Catholic ethos of your organization count in your work today?
Oh, very much. Our mission is the healing ministry of Christ, and we also feel that that good health is a basic human right. And we believe very firmly in that, as does the church. And we have values such as courage and risk-taking, honesty, trust. And those things mean a lot. They guide us every day in everything that we do.
And yet you're working, I imagine, with other non-faith-based organizations in these countries where health is most urgent, healthcare is most urgently needed.
Mm-hmm. We work with other and non-faith-based organizations, often in countries. We work with ministries of health. In a number of African countries, we work with interfaith groups, but mainly our work is done through Catholic healthcare networks, Episcopal conferences, and even in Latin America with partnering with Caritas. But you will find, for instance, in Kenya, I keep bringing Kenya up because we have an office there and it's one of our biggest operations. We've been told by the Ministry of Health there that especially in the rural areas, more than 50% of the health care is provided by faith-based organizations.
You say that you're working increasingly in the area of HIV/AIDS prevention and care for those affected. Tell us a bit about these programs.
Well, our programs began, we first started in working in HIV and AIDS in five countries in southern Africa around, I'd say, 1999, 2000. And that program was in partnership with the Southern Africa Catholic Bishops Conference and also with Bristol-Myers Squibb. And it was more orphan care. It was palliative care. From there, we branched into programs which are called PMTCT, which stands for the Prevention of Mother-to-Child Transmission of HIV and AIDS. And we started those programs really all over the world. We do that work in Papua New Guinea. Most of it is in Africa, in Kenya, in South Africa, in Zambia, for a while in Nigeria. And from that, we have partnered. We were fortunate to be named as a part of a consortium that received money from President Bush's emergency plan for AIDS. We're partners with Catholic Relief Services, which is takes the lead in this consortium. So we have now, I think, over 90 sites, for instance, in Kenya, providing treatment and also prevention.
Education programs.
Right, right. We have a very interesting education program going on in Zambia aimed at men, ultimately, though, for women. But we found that, unfortunately, in Africa, women don't have much power. And there's, as you've heard, a lot of stigma with AIDS. So our approach in Zambia is we're educating men about AIDS so that their women, they will allow their women to be tested. And it's been very, very successful. We've just started this program. And we found that something over, I believe, 80% of the men who are in it have had their eyes opened wide to education about HIV and AIDS. And not only will they have their wives or significant others tested, but they will be tested themselves. And then they go back to their villages and they spread the word.
So it's playing an important part in the education effort.
We think it's very important. Yeah.
You're also dealing with other major diseases, particularly in Africa, aren't you? TB, malaria, and so on.
We were. We had a TB program in Zambia, again, that was so successful it became a national model, so we've handed that over. So we're not involved in that. And right now we're not very involved in malaria, but one of our primary other areas of involvement is child survival. And we have programs in Latin America that deal with cutting the mortality rate of infants, or not just infants, children below the age of five. This is where we're aiming. And, you know, children die over there of things that we don't even think about in the developed world. Measles, for instance, or upper respiratory infections, malnutrition. And so we follow a protocol that was approved and designed by the World Health Organization so that if a mother takes a child to a clinic for help because the child is ill, the doctor will go through a procedure so he checks for all these other illnesses, and it can be a more holistic approach to good health care for that child. And this has been, I think we've seen probably hundreds of thousands of children. We're in 5 countries in Latin America.
In Latin America.
Mm-hmm.
And my thanks there to Barbara Wright, Director of Communications for the Catholic Medical Mission Board.